Why curse myself with years of bad luck and shake hands with my best friend? Let me tell you a story. That wasn't necessary, I chided, shoving the dead canine off me.
Is that a fact, Dr. Doolittle?
Pixel replied.
Were you perchance expecting it to let us slip a collar around its neck and call it sport?
Well, no, but... Thankfully, a notification popped up in my head.
Achievement unlocked. Leveling the playing field. Admit it, being stuck at first level sucks.
Roo dear, said Kanga reproachfully.
Was it me?
Asked Roo, a little surprised.
What are you talking about?
Piglet whispered to Pooh.
I don't know, said Pooh rather dolefully.
I thought this was your party.
I thought it was once, but I suppose it isn't.
I'd sooner it was yours than Eeyore's,
said Piglet.
So would I, said Pooh.
As I was saying, said Eeyore loudly and sternly, as I was saying when I was interrupted by various loud sounds, I feel that...
Here it is, cried Christopher Robin excitedly. Pass it down to silly old Pooh. It's for Pooh.
For Pooh, said Eeyore.
Of course it is. The best bear in all the world.
I might have known, said Eeyore.
Nobody was listening, for they were all saying,
Open it, Pooh.
What is it, Pooh? I know what it is. No, you don't.
And other helpful remarks of this sort. Zrig immediately flopped over backwards with laughter.
Now that's music!
I can do the harmony,
came a voice from somewhere behind the fireplace.
No,
said everybody nearby in near unison. The orc downcast his eyes.
Thank you.
His voice was soft, vulnerable.
Please, Monlocker, take Asgrim home,
Morrow said.
How many of Tyrion's army did he leave behind?
5 riders, the dragons, said Monlocker. But smaller.
Morrow turned to Arik.
How do we fight them?
Arik opened his mouth to speak, then paused.
Burn their wings, said Eldris. Without wings, dragons cannot fly.
Eivind leaned in.
I want to see you humiliated and put in your place, maybe permanently scarred. I wouldn't shed any tears if you were dead. Those are the things I want.
Their battlefield disappeared, and Stephen found himself back in Fodin.
What kind of dimension is this?
Asked Stephen.
How could intelligent life exist here?
This used to be a dimension like Earth or Mekond, said Falco, before the travelers came. It was one of the best known dimensions, and travelers would come here after leaving their own dimension.
I've seen land damaged by exploitation, but never reality itself,
said Shomos.
Wait, is he checking her out?
And what about you, my thick brown beauty? I can't help but notice you haven't placed your name in my book of conquests. What's the matter? Don't want to be conquered?
The unsubtle way he spoke left no doubt as to his intentions. She started, looking visibly uncomfortable.
I'm still considering my options. Thank you.
Weren't you bored?
Moriarty blinked.
Can't, don't get bored.
Oh, but that's great, because if you didn't get bored there, you certainly won't hear. It can get quite lively at times.
Well, I'm going to count down from 5 and then...
So... much blood.
On 0, I'm going to click my fingers and you're going to wake up.
So much.
5, 4.
It covers my arms.
3, 2.
What have I done?
1.